This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One, cats, especially big cats. Two, transphobia. My husband is transgender. He transitioned 3 years before I met him. And I don't think he worries about this, but I do. I worry about transphobia and transphobic violence. And I see things that I think he's lived with his whole life. People who know may act a certain way around him, and to him it may seem normal. And to me, I'm like, wait a moment, that person wouldn't be acting like that if they, you know, if they weren't thinking about this. What I try not to do is defend him when he doesn't want to be defended. That's been a very big lesson for me, that this is his business and my job is to support his decisions in terms of how he wants to relate the world, when he wants to speak up, when he feels safe or not. And it's similar to, I worry about anti-Semitism when I go to the synagogue on high holy days. I worry that someone, there's going to be an act of terrorism. I've encountered increasing anti-Semitism up here in the North Woods. And it's something Q's asked me, you know, why do you tell people you're Jewish if you're afraid of violence? I don't want people in my town to be able to tell themselves that they haven't met a Jew when they see things about Jews on the news. It's that simple. I don't want people in Norway or in villages where I've lived to be able to think that they've never met a Jew. I want them to see my face. Three. Parties. Four, social navigations, especially as I move from Midwestern mushing, where I've known these people for years, to Alaska, which is where I'll be this winter. I'm afraid that there's a sense in this community that I'm coming in as someone who hasn't proven myself yet as a musher, at least in Alaska, right? I just am qualifying for my rookie Iditarod. I haven't run it yet. And, oh, Q got it. Okay. He was out scooping dog poop. Should I start over with that one a little bit? Oh, my fear, I don't know if this is even true, but my fear is that people are looking at me and thinking, who does she think she is? Five, the dog's getting hurt. I have 20 adult dogs right now. Two retirees and 11 puppies. You know, I love these animals so much and I have so much love in my life, and that means that you have a lot to lose. Six, Lyme disease. I was basically like stuck in bed for 2 years and I'm just always afraid it's gonna come back. And I do still have lingering effects, like sensitivity to heat, which doesn't sound like it would apply when it's 40 below, but it actually really does, because when you're wearing that much clothing and then suddenly you have to run around and like run through a snowbank and then like you faint in a snowbank and your dogs are relying on you and you're in the middle of the wilderness. So, you know, Lyme disease, one of my fears. Seven, me failing the dogs. 8, online harassment. I think that trolls are all around us and they're angry and just like we're all angry and about different things. And so they go online and they have this directed anger and they need someone to torment. And I don't want that to happen to me. 9, violence by humans. When I'm out with the dogs, I don't worry about blizzards. I don't worry about nature. I worry about humans. You know, like a bear wants to eat, and a storm actually doesn't give a shit about anything. It just is a storm. But a human with an agenda and with anger is terrifying to me. Ten, not completing the Iditarod. My name is Blair Braverman, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Electric shocks. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
I don't have any life dog balance. No, not at all. It's my life is dogs.